Audio Now.
Hello Holly, the podcast about interior trends and friends.
Hi, I'm Holly Becker from the interior blog Decorate. I'm an author, a stylist, and I have my own magazine called Holly, and now my new podcast about interior, zeitgeist, and friendship. Are you ready? Hello, everyone. This is Holly Becker, and I'm really excited to be back with you for season two of Hello, Holly. This is very cool because I actually have to introduce myself today because I'm your special guest. In fact, I'm going to be the one person that will be doing the podcast for 6 episodes, and then for 4 episodes, we'll have special guests this season. Last season, as you remember, I had special guests for each one of my episodes. This time, we're changing things up a bit because a lot of you have told me that you'd like to hear more about my personal opinions and interpretations when it comes to design and decorating. So that's what we're going to do for you. So welcome to season two, and today's topic is how to find your decorating style, which is something I love to talk about because it's really, it's a great topic. And a lot of people really wonder about how to find their style when it comes to decorating. Of course, we wonder that when it comes to our closet, when we get dressed in the morning. Some of us feel like we don't really know what to put together, or it's the same when it comes to a room. We look at our home and we don't really know what things to piece together to create an ambiance that we're looking to put there in our home. So first of all, I just want to maybe give you a little bit of a good feeling with this topic, because sometimes when we think about how to find a style, right away we freeze and we think, oh gosh, you mean we have to define exactly a style? Well, here's some very good news for you. First of all, it's unlikely that you have one style. So take a deep breath. Take that off of your stress today and realize that you don't really have to find one particular style that defines you and what you love. Actually, a lot of us, when we look at our home, we see very quickly that we don't really have one style. We don't really go by, well, I decorate only Scandinavian, or I'm only decorating in modern style, or I'm only using vintage. Most likely not. Most likely you're mixing things and you're doing things in a way that are a little bit all over the place. But lots of us do have a direction with our style. So maybe we don't think that we're 100% Scandinavian, but maybe we call ourselves Scandinavian design enthusiasts or Scandinavian design lovers, because that's something that we look at and we identify the most closely to, but it doesn't mean that that's exactly 100% our style. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that so that you can breathe now and relax and realize that you don't have to have one style to get it right when it comes to decorating. So let's talk through some of these points that I put together for you today, because I have a few points that I think will really encourage and inspire you based on years and years and years of my work in design and all of the people that I've consulted with and all of the articles I've written and all of the things that I've done in this field. A lot of truths rise to the surface when you're in a profession for a long time. When it comes to decorating, here are some truths that come to the surface when it comes to how to find your decorating style, and some tips as well. So what I'd like you to think about is, how do I find my style? Okay, why don't you try first by making a Pinterest board? I know this sounds really easy, and you're probably thinking, yeah, Pinterest, we all have that. Yes, you do have a Pinterest account, I'm sure. But have you ever tried to create boards by room? So, for instance, you have one board that's called living room, another bathroom, another bedroom, another kids' room, whatever it is that you want, but try to define your boards by rooms and then start pinning for a few weeks and make sure that you only pin things on those boards that A, you imagine having or living around in your own world, and B, that you love, that really resonate with you. So don't pin things because you think people watching your pin boards will be interested or because you're trying to attract a larger audience or whatever. Pin only what you love. And maybe you want to make these boards private because if you make them private, then you actually have a bit more freedom because you're not thinking, oh, is someone watching what I'm pinning? And, you know, maybe my followers weren't like this, whatever. Maybe you want to make your board private. That's just a tip. But you can also make it public as well. So start with Pinterest boards, pin by rooms. And when you have at least 30 to 50 pins on each board, I want you to sit back and look at the boards and think, okay, what do I see here? What's the red thread? In design, we call red thread something that is a theme that's kind of running through each thing that we're looking at. So when you have a red thread, it's showing a consistency. There's certain patterns, colors, materials, textures. Maybe you see a lot of handmade, you see a lot of vintage, you see lots of craft. Maybe when you look at your pins, you're noticing that furniture arrangement's very strict and symmetrical, or maybe you're seeing more relaxed and loose rooms. Are the rooms packed? Are they full of objects? Are they just dynamic and robust? Or are they more pure and more minimal, more relaxing? Or are they somewhere in between? Just, you know, we would call maybe eclecticism. So think about your Pinterest and using it in a way that's not just to inspire everyone else who's following you. Use it to inspire yourself. Use it to find your decorating style. So I'd really like you to maybe use this as a homework exercise for yourself. So if you don't really know what your style is, or you don't really know what these recurrent themes are in your own personal style, start with Pinterest and see what happens after a few weeks of pinning every single day. What comes out of that? The second thing that I've seen that works for other people, including myself, is to assess what you already own. What do you have? What do you have that you don't like anymore? This is really important because a lot of us think, oh, I need to look at the things that I like in my home, and that's going to tell me what my style is. No, sometimes you have to look at what you hate in your home. You have to look at what doesn't work. You have to think about, why don't you like it? Maybe you don't like a certain plant stand anymore. You don't like a certain chair anymore. Think about, why don't you like it? Maybe you don't like the fabric, the color, the shape, whatever it is. But really think about what it is that you have that you don't like. And then, well, what's the next step with that? Do you keep it? Nope. You donate it or you sell it. And the good thing is, if you sell it, you have more money to buy new things, which is always good. So what about the things that you have that you like? Think about those. Why do you like them? That's the first question. How would you define the style of the objects that you like? Are they minimalist? Are they pure? Are they natural? Are they Scandinavian? Maybe all of these things. This gives you a good base to kind of figuring out your style by looking at what you have that you like and looking at what you have that you don't like. The next tip I'd like to give you, if you'll let me please, is to check your closet. Okay, now you're thinking, all right, what is she talking about? What does my closet have to do with my personal style in my home? Well, what do you like to wear and how do you define your personal style is the big question for the day. Are you colorful, quirky, experimental, professional, minimalist? Lots of beige? Are you wearing stripes? Are you like totally into brands? Consider that what's in your closet and what you wear could be a clue as to how you like to live at home too. So maybe if you see a lot of beige, a lot of monochromatic black and white stripes, very graphic patterns in your closet, then perhaps this could be somehow interpreted into home design. Maybe you currently look around your home and it's very like flowery and feminine and you don't understand why you don't 100% connect with that. Well, maybe you don't 100% connect with flowers and soft and feminine and whatever because that's not really you. And sometimes your closet can be the guide for that. The next tip is to explore your emotions. We had to go there. We have to get into psychology of design every single time. And I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to the home, it's all about emotion and psychology and the story that we're trying to tell in our home environment. It's not enough to just throw things in. That's called a catalog. We're not trying to stage our homes. We're not trying to live in a museum. We actually need to explore our emotions in order to really show something, right? So how do you want your home to feel? How would you describe your own personality in 5 words? Think about this for a minute. What are your 5 things that you can bring or that you do bring every day to life? Maybe people have described you as warm, loving, happy, adventurous. Yeah, think about the positive emotions that people use to describe you, not the negative. And think about these 5 words, and maybe you could even write them down. Okay, so let's say people say you're friendly. You're welcoming. You love to cook. Maybe they say that you are naturally adventurous. Well, how can you bring these characteristics to your decorating style? Have you ever thought of that? Because if I were to walk into your home today and it was just really, yeah, maybe not so exciting, but you're an exciting person. Maybe you have a big personality and you're super warm. And I walk into your home and it's kind of boring and kind of cold. I would immediately feel a disconnect between you and your home. And I bet you that's the disconnect that you also feel when you walk in at night to your space. You're probably feeling disconnected because if you're a warm and friendly and adventurous person and your home is everything but that, then naturally you're going to feel a bit uncomfortable in your immediate surroundings. So think about what you can bring from your characteristics, your personality to your decor. And then think about currently, how does your home feel? How do you want it to feel for yourself and for others? And what is the current mood of your home? And how do you want that mood to change? Okay, so explore your emotions when it comes to defining your personal style. Also, I want to mention that it's important when you're looking at your style and thinking about the things that you bring into your home to maybe experiment a bit with going with a limited color palette. Now, you might be thinking, why? Why should I limit myself at all? This is my house. Well, sometimes too many colors can equal chaos. So if you try to repeat the same colors, you can bring harmony to your home. If you think about your favorite Instagram influencers who are working in home design, or you think about magazines that you love to read, a lot of times you'll see a certain harmony to these things. And if you look at especially Instagram influencers, they're working a lot with a limited color palette throughout their entire feed because this helps to, yeah, unify things, right? So maybe you want to think about this for your own home as well. Go with a limited color palette. So maybe you can pick like 5 or 6 colors, and those are your foundation colors throughout the whole house. This can actually, like I said earlier, add a sense of cohesion and unify your space, even if you've used elements from all over the world in your room. So let's say you have something from India, something from Africa, something from a trip to Bali. You have lots of American things. Maybe you have lots of German pieces, things from IKEA. How can you bring all of that together and make it harmonious, you ask, with a limited color palette? Things automatically can start to feel unified no matter how you've decorated them. I want to add a note, though, that when it comes to kids' rooms, I don't believe in encouraging that. I encourage in kids' rooms, they just do what they want. They can have as much color and craziness as they want. In fact, that's been proven scientifically that it's been researched that it's actually healthy for children to live in an environment in their, especially in their bedroom, where they're experiencing as much color and pattern and sight and sound and whatever they want. So I wouldn't say go with a limited color palette in your 5-year-old's bedroom, which won't work anyway, because ultimately the Legos will come out and it'll all be crazy anyway. But think about a limited palette in the other rooms of your home. Another way to add harmony and to kind of get your style together is to match wood. Have you ever thought about matching wood? Yeah, right? It's not something you probably sat down and had a real conversation about with the girls. But if you want to match wood, I would say go for it because it really works. Furniture from different periods can match together or work together really well. If they're all the same shade of wood or they're made from the same wood. So if you keep your wood tones consistent and limited, pieces automatically feel more tied together. You can also use wood stain to harmonize pieces that currently don't fit together in order to bring them closer together to the same shade. So just like you want to limit your color palette, perhaps, you also want to think about your wood and what you're really using there. So maybe you don't want a room with mahogany, birch, teak, walnut, etc. Maybe you want to just stick to one or two in your whole home so that there's a bit of harmony there and things just don't look wild, crazy, and chaotic. Another tip on how to find your personal style at home and to bring rooms more into harmony and balance is to accentuate the negative. Have you ever thought of that? People always say accentuate the positive. Well, I like to accentuate the negative. So this is what I mean by that. If you have a collection or a piece of furniture that really doesn't fit, but you love it, should you hide it in the guest bedroom? Should you put it under the bed? Well, I say you should make it a focal point in the room and then build the room around it. This can actually make the negative thing the wow factor in the space. For instance, think of a piece of artwork that you've had for years that's maybe traveled with you through your family and you've inherited it. And it's kind of that piece of art that you think, oh, yeah, hide it in the hallway. I love it, but it doesn't fit my environment. Well, maybe you shouldn't hide it. Maybe it should go over the sofa. And the way you make it work is maybe put the frame, make the framing different, have it mixed with other pieces of art that's more modern, pull the colors out of that artwork and bring it to the room's color palette. Whatever it is, just think about bringing that piece that really matters to you, that you really love, bring it in and make it a focal point in your room instead of trying to hide it underneath something or in a closet. Another tip is don't make everything in the room the star. Now think about it. If you're having a party and everyone comes and every person is the same, they all have the same career, they all have the same type of personality, they're really outgoing, they love the spotlight, they never shut up. These people, if they're all together in the same room, and it's fun for maybe first 15, 20 minutes, and then you'll find that it starts to get pretty boring because it lacks variety and difference. So it's the same when it comes to decorating. Not everything in your possession needs to be stunningly beautiful or a total standout piece. In fact, if everything stands out, no one knows what to look at, and then the room looks extremely chaotic and messy because things start to compete with each other. And when you walk into the room, you don't know where to look. And that feeling of not knowing where to rest your eyes actually brings a sense of stress. It can create a sense of tension, and you automatically don't feel comfortable somewhere, but you don't really know why. And a lot of times that's why, because there's too much stuff that's all equally beautiful and you don't know where to look, and it kind of makes you a bit mad. So it's nice to have some things in your possession that are really beautiful, that you really, really, really love, but you don't need everything to be that way. Sometimes you need the actor, the person who's in the spotlight, the main actor, and then you have the supporting actors. And that's the same way in a room. You have that one star, and then you have all the supporting actors around that. It's the same way when it comes to decorating a space. Another thing that I want to mention before I wrap up this podcast, because I could go on and on and on and on. It's a theme that I really love. And speaking of themes, this is the final point that I want to give you. Try working with themes. Oh no, she went there, you're thinking. Themes. Oh, that's so cheesy. I hate themes. Well, you know what? Let's look at themes a little differently. I'm not talking about a theme park. I'm not talking about something that's cheesy. I'm thinking more about, instead of going with Scandinavian style or boho style or looking at things according to a specific style, try to think in terms of themes. Okay, so think about, I want my bedroom to feel like a hotel in Bali that I went to recently. Okay, that's not a style. Bali hotel isn't a style, not that I know of. It's more of a theme. It's a way of making a space look and feel that brings back this vacation feeling that you had maybe when you were in a specific hotel in Bali. So think about how to do this now. Think about, okay, a Bali hotel, what does it have? What did your hotel have when you were last there? It had rattan, it had plants. There was lots of dark green, peach tones. Maybe there was dark wood, woven carpets, etc. Now, that's not a specific style. It's more about emotion and feeling. It's a certain vibe, okay? So if you're looking to make a room in your home feel a certain way, think about going with a theme based on maybe somewhere you were at, somewhere where you traveled, or somewhere that you imagine that you'd love to be, because maybe you've never been to Bali, but you've seen it a million times on Instagram and in books, and you know how basically this look would be and that you would love it. So think about how you could bring a theme like this to your home. So I'd like to, before I wrap up, I actually had some nice conversations this morning on my way into the podcasting studio here in Hamburg. And I spoke to a couple of friends on the train, and it was interesting because I wanted to talk to other people about how to find your decorating style, because I don't like everything to just be 100% my opinion. I love to incorporate the opinions of other experts who are, yeah, maybe perhaps living in different parts of the world and who have different opinions. So I talked to a friend of mine. Her name is Mette Jakobsen. She's from a blog called Monster Circus, and she's creating content for magazines and for her own site. And she is also a brand ambassador doing all kinds of work for different fairs and doing trend lectures and et cetera. So she's a person that I really am confident in when it comes to giving me a good opinion, okay? So I asked her about personal style. And she said, when it comes to personal style, that she really thinks it's important that personal style shines through and that it doesn't require feeling uncomfortable in order to do that. And I thought, oh, that's an interesting point that she brought that up, because a lot of people have a certain style at home, but they don't necessarily feel comfortable. Have you thought about that? Like, maybe you have a beautiful home, but you don't really feel comfortable sitting on your sofa because it's so expensive and so beautiful that you really can't sit there because you're scared to spill something on it or your kid's going to mess it up. So think about two things here. If you have your personal style at home and you feel like, you know, you have created something there that's very personal to you, then great. But also make sure that it's comfortable, because that's part of being happy at home too. It's not just about everything looking aesthetically and being aesthetically top notch. It's more important that it's comfortable and it supports you and it makes you feel great. She also mentioned to me when we had our chat that she likes when people mix everything. And she particularly enjoys a more bold decorating style. She likes when she sees people who enjoy stepping outside of their comfort zone and really try to find joy in the process and in the progress of making their home more personal. And she feels that it's just a really nice thing to see, that when people are really showing their personal style and taking risk and going outside of their comfort zone, often this creates even a more personal and beautiful environment. Another person that I had a chat with this morning is a good friend of mine. You've probably heard him before on a podcast that I did in season one. His name is Stefan Nielsen from Trend Stefan in Stockholm. And I liked his quote and his thoughts on how to find your decorating style. I thought it was really interesting because he said, "It's been said that you don't change your music taste until you're 33 years old. So after the age of 33, you don't change your music taste anymore." And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. He said, "I'm not sure if it's the same thing with interiors, but I do think we find a style we like and it changes in small parts over the years. Like, we have things in our house that are identifying as maybe being boho chic, but because we use dried flowers and vintage ceramics and fabrics and textiles all over the place, but we don't really have a boho style. We just have some elements in our home that identify with this style." So it's kind of interesting to think about that maybe the foundation that we have in our home is very basic, and then we're layering in kind of different styles like boho, modern, vintage, and we're altering from there. And it's the same thing with minimalism or anything else. So Trent Stefan actually says that he wants to endorse that we decorate our homes to fit our personality. He wants people to see and feel that he lives in his home. That's a nice thought, isn't it? Don't you think that's really one of the most important things that we should consider when it comes to how to find our decorating style, right? So all of these tips that I've given you, make a Pinterest board, assess what you own, check your closet, explore your emotions, go with a limited color palette, match wood, accentuate the negative. Oh, what else did I say? Don't make everything in the room the star. Try working with themes. All of this are ways that you can find your decorating style. But in the end, think about this. The most important thing is to bring your personality to your space. That you walk in the door every night, you turn your key, you open that door, you smile, and you have a feeling of relief, a feeling of home, a feeling of happiness, because you've arrived to that one space in your world where you can be you, where you can enjoy your life, and where you can just, yeah, have exactly what you want, because this is your home, your way, your personal style. So keep evolving your style as you go. Mix in the things that you love, get rid of the things you don't, and just keep working within your space, viewing it as a never-ending, evolving art project. So that's my podcast for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm really happy that you're here today with my first episode for season two, How to Find Your Decorating Style. Thank you so much. And if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends so we can keep it going. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more about what drives creatives behind the things we love, follow my podcast. There'll be a new podcast every 2 weeks. Please like the podcast in the Apple Podcast app so more people will find this. And I'd love if you'd share it on Instagram at Holly Magazine. I'd really appreciate it. I'd also love your feedback. Please email me at holly@holly-magazine.de. And you can write to me in English or German. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And also, if you'd love to be a guest, email me as well. Thank you for listening again, and have a nice day.
Audio Now.